Welcome to the NBA preseason. I can't wait to dive into this with you as we have not one, not two, three games to look at with sides, maybe even a total that will sneak in here. Welcome to the Odd Shoppers NBA preseason content. Thrilled to be here. Hit the thumbs up button if you can, the subscribe button as well to be part of the fastest growing sports betting community across the board on YouTube. And as you see, you know, the big fellas here, we're all excited in Philadelphia, as I'm sure you are, wherever you may be, as the NBA season just what, two weeks away? That's it? 2 weeks away? All right. We have a couple of things to tell you about as we're going to head on over to BetMGM, specifically what's going on at BetMGM, where you can take advantage of this risk-free opportunity up to $1,000. It's just amazing here. So let us begin with my, not yours, unless you're Lawfee or Mike Lawrence or anybody else that I'm forgetting. I don't know. Probably Raza going to take some credit as like an honorary Sixers fan as well. But we're going to take the 6.5 points. Now, so much has already been made about this game because it's Ben Simmons' Nets debut, and he's going to be doing it here against the Philadelphia 76ers. The reality is that the Sixers are going to sit three starters. That news came out before this day even began from Doc Rivers. You're going to get more guys off the bench in a deeper rotation, in this case with the Philadelphia 76ers, and that's just fine. The Sixers, you can argue, one of the deepest teams in the NBA. The pacing isn't going to stop there as well. Now, Doc has a shitty record in the preseason, ATS, but in this case, dogs are going to reign supreme in the sense of Ben Simmons is not going to be out there with the guys he's normally going to be out there, and if he is, it's going to be a very short amount of time. So all of this made-up hype surrounding Simmons is just there to expose a very thin basketball team, and such is life when you've got three guys that are making the money that Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and Ben Simmons are making. So you can make an argument that if this is a regular season game, top heavy, what have you, Sixers are sitting guys. It just doesn't hurt them as much as it hurts the Brooklyn Nets whenever they go to their bench extensively. So the Sixers starting out, I mean, D'Anthony Melton comes over, one of the better perimeter players alongside Matisse Thybulle. They're just going to make it tough for role players on the Brooklyn Nets, and three of five starters out for Philadelphia, which means that you're still going to get some pacing here and you're still going to get a lot of 3-point shots because they recognize the value of that towards the second half of last year. So this Nets hype is going to roll through in the regular season, but it's going to be marred by all this Ben Simmons crap right away. And again, that's the best place for us to start by all means is the Sixers plus 6.5. All right. See there at BetMGM, want to tell you what's going on here. $1,000 risk-free opportunity. And it doesn't have to be $1,000. It's up to $1,000. So you can deposit whatever you like. You can click the link below and then deposit whatever you like. Whatever you choose, it's up there up to $1,000 because your first bet, 47 states, it's available here. Your first bet is going to be risk-free. So think of anything you'd like to tail. Hopefully you're part of the premium insider access where you're getting picks, but you're getting access to what we're doing here as well. And live information, live plays. Hey, look at this. Really like this. The VOD's out for 3 hours, but you know what? Something changed, something shifted. So therefore, so did our play or so did the conversation about the play. All of that available. That's why you want to take advantage of this book. You want to take advantage of what's going on at BetMGM so you can turn that right back around into easy money. And it's risk-free. So first bet misses up to $1,000, it's coming right back into your account. See how that works? You know, we're trying to help you out here. At the very least, we're trying to build a nice little bankroll opportunity for you. We're going to leapfrog over this Memphis Magic game, if you are all out there okay with that, and instead hit another dog here. Now, this is OKC's first look at two of their top 12, right, rookies that they take Jalen and Usman out there. So we already know that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is out. And at this point, you can expect a heavy dosage of Josh Giddey. And that alone, I think, is enough to propel this game for the Thunder in the sense that the Nuggets are probably not going to start many guys at the top of their lineup rotation. And if they do, it's not going to be out there for long. We've seen this already, like the Clippers, we're going to get to them coming up. You know, they sat everybody against an international squad. So I think the big play here with the Thunder is putting together Jalen Williams, Usman Dieng, like putting together what they had Jalen with the L-E, not Y-L, although you're going to get the other Jalen to an extent. But think about this. While this line, I think, is reflective more of no Shai Gilgeous-Alexander for Shai Gilgeous, sorry, I don't mean a Mad Dog Russo, that SGA here, you're not going to get that big of a dip in a preseason setting where the Thunder are still going to take over with Josh Giddey as the best guy on the floor for a while. I mean, it's going to look like what Jokic is doing during the regular season, taking advantage of that. But in this case, it's the preseason. And again, the Thunder are young. They've got some young talent that they're certainly going to examine here with, you know, Williams and Dieng. So that alone is a pretty good lean towards the Thunder keeping this thing close at 8.5. You know, you're nearly at three full possessions, right? Three threes. And I just don't know how deep Denver is prepared to play this game with a bunch of guys, top-heavy guys, that are not going to be out there. Look, the Thunder are starting guys who are going to be playing in preseason and regular season just out of circumstance. So our next play is actually the Thunder plus 8.5. Now, let's go to a game where we do expect some starters. Because, as I mentioned here, the Thunder and the Sixers are going to go deep, not starting guys, what have you, in this preseason, this short preseason. But the Clippers and Blazers are going to start guys. Clippers sat everybody in an international game in order to play, and the Blazers have an international game on Thursday where they're going to sit everybody. So this is a good shot right now for the Clippers and Blazers starters to get some action. And yeah, it's going to be a little bit of a, wouldn't say emotional for the players, but a lot of conversation because this game's going to be played in Seattle. Who cares for Portland? That's just north. That's not a big deal. That's not a big travel issue. That's not like this game's being played in China or somewhere else around the world. This is a short trip for the Portland Trailblazers. So I'm not worried about that by any means. And look, with starters out there, you're just going to get, ideally, even rusty starters, you're going to get more action, more offense than you would with bench players coming out and taking over like we saw with LA on this their most recent preseason opener, if you will. So like the fact that you're going to get some starters out here and like the fact that even if you don't get the true surface or top-heavy rotations, you're going to get for the Blazers a pretty good look at some of their younger guys. Now, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, John Wall, Nick Batum did not start against Maccabi, and that should shift. So the idea here is that when this preseason game rolls into the second half, you've had enough offense that can take care of you to get to 216. So this is the first of many that we'll do here. Preseason NBA. And again, there are some really crazy different nuances. It's not summer league as well. Racing up and down the floor. Tempo matters now. Defense matters a little more now. And guys are playing for their job as opposed to just, or playing for a spot on the rotation as opposed to just playing for a spot on the team. And that's a lot different. Where you can take somebody one-on-one, where you can force something where it's just lawless as the sense of like there's no true coaching and it's just let me see your talent, kid, in the summer league. Preseason is more structured. And the only difference is that you don't have starters out there for 35 minutes. But the idea is that this is where you build up guys on the bench or back-end rotation guys that can slide in as starters if anybody goes down for whatever reason. So let's run it back. Over 215.5 in Seattle for the Blazers, Clippers. We'll take the Thunder plus 8.5 And the Sixers, +6.5. Hey, this is the first of a couple. We'll be here Monday through Friday, NBA preseason. Thumbs up, subscribe. You know the drill on Odd Chopper. Let's cash these tickets.